Hi, I'm your host Carl Carson and welcome to Reset. And on today's episode, we'll discuss the mobile phone and the impact it has had on mobile communications. Enjoy. Almost everyone today has a mobile phone, and mobile phones are more accessible than toilets. But how did we get to this? Well, listen and learn. The first mobile phone was made in 1983 and cost just under $4,000 and only permitted 30 minutes of call time and then needed a recharge. Despite the high cost and the low call time, the public flocked to buy one and they were the hot new tech. Well, now phones cost a fraction of that price and the tech has had a major upgrade. The first mobile phone, and quite possibly the most famous one to hit the market, was the Nokia Brick. The Brick was notorious for being virtually indestructible and many jokes still include the Nokia today. Today's phones are quite different to the seemingly ancient technology from 1983. The most recent iPhone is expensive in today's world, but would have been cheap back then. But the sheer ability of the technology would have been mind-boggling in that time. The Nokia was amazing. Imagine an iPhone X back then. Mobile phones are a vital part of many people's lives, and without them we wouldn't be where we are today, and they help us advance and connect as a society. Mobile phones are so powerful that Lee Dahl, who is the founder of What Users Do, which is a digital support company, says that we should stop viewing mobiles merely as smaller screens given their capabilities, such as location, voice, motion, touch, and always with us. James Gerd, who is a lead consultant for Digital Juggler, has predicted that mobile phones will only get better as time goes by and the competitiveness of the market increases. Joseph Toth, who is a senior consultant at Pivotal, expects that the user and the user's experiences will come first in the future of the mobile phone. I believe that this is true, as people will not buy a product if they have had bad experiences with previous products of the company, and now as the mobile phone market expands, the phone has to be quality. A few years ago, a phone did not have to be great to stand out, as there wasn't much competition, but now there is a lot and the philosophy has changed. Philippi Hong, who is a UI/UX front developer, co-founder of UI Garage, says that keeping a product simple is the key to having a successful phone, and keeping it simple will enhance the future of the mobile phone and allow everyone to know how to use a mobile phone. To add on to Hong's take on the future of the mobile phone, the phone can work better in some people's view as the mobile phone is becoming too complex and it being a problem. Meaning that some people can't just go to a store and pick out a phone and pick it up straight away, as a phone could be too fancy or trying to do too much, thus creating a worse phone. Although mobile phones may seem to be getting better and better and more expensive, the hefty price tag is worth it, with the technology in the phone just becoming smarter and smarter. Sort of makes you scared that they will become self-aware. Phones may seem to become smarter and smarter and are most known to be useful towards adults, but it seems that children are becoming vital to a smartphone's success, as the average age to have a mobile phone being just 10 years old, and phones are becoming used a lot more for other things than making calls or taking photos. With cameras becoming so useful in phones and social media becoming so big, especially in mobile devices like phones, and with so many new innovations coming out in mobile phones, they are becoming smarter than ever. What do you think is the next big innovation in mobile phones? In conclusion, the mobile phone has changed mobile communications and the world and helps us connect in an instant to anywhere in the world and creating a stronger society because of it. Thank you.
Yay!